Good morning, everyone. I am getting all hooked up here. I didn't realize it, but I was using my phone while I was working out. And let me see if I can do it this way today. I may have to just hold it. Well, my hair is jacked. You can tell I didn't have time to get my hair done right this morning. I was running around. Chris is still home trying to get out the door, which he's supposed to be at work an hour ago. PNP Land is having a few technical issues this morning. So, but I have a shower, which is always beneficial. Let me see if my earbuds are going to connect up to my stuff. And let me get my notes up for today. Let's see, wrong date. That would help. Today, it's what am I willing to let go of to prepare for 2019? So I wanted to talk about this today because I don't think my earbuds are actually pairing. Sorry, guys. I'm going to take these back out because it will annoy me to have them on anyway. Today, what I wanted to do was talk about what are you willing to let go to have what you want out of life. And this is really important because a lot of times when we start losing weight and when we're going to start a plan and everything, you guys immediately go to like all the things you can't do anymore. And so that always leads to a feeling of restriction. Now, I know that a lot of people are new. We have some elders. So I'm going to kind of show you an introductory lesson to what we call the model. When you get to module four, this is where we start introducing letting go of fat girl thinking. So I want to show you how we talk about it, because there's going to be lots of Q&A calls. There's going to be lots of places where people are going to be tapping out this weird CTFAR stuff and how this like all ties in together. So let me get my whiteboard. Y'all, it's casual day. I just want to say it's first day of my period, first of all. Second, it's casual. It's deemed casual day here at PNP because we are finally closing the doors to newbies today, and that means we go head down and start creating amazing content and stuff. I don't want you guys to think you're getting lots of new courses and stuff loaded on you, but it's like when I do these lives, I'm constantly in study mode so that I understand how to teach you guys. So you're gonna notice, let's see, where's the best place? Let me flip my screen. Oh, let's see. Sometimes I do this wrong, so this is why we are making sure that I look at it correctly. There we go. Okay. We do this thing called the model. All this guy is a way to take the things you think about and the things that happen in your life, and we just put them here so that you can see what's happening. That's all it does. It doesn't fix shit. It doesn't do anything. It's not one of those things where there's a right answer. You don't get graded on it. There's nothing like that that's going to happen, guys. It simply is just a way for you to be able to understand what's going on in your life and why you keep getting the results you get. Circumstance is the first thing, okay? This is just your facts of your life. Like, literally, this is a desk. This is not a good desk. This is a desk. Good would not be a fact. Desk is. Just like we all have husbands. I don't care what they say. I don't care if they eat pizza in front of you. I don't care if they say, I can't believe you spend money on that PNP, whatever, or listen to that blonde bitch, whatever it is. We all have husbands who say words. They're not assholes. They're not unsupportive. They're not anything. We don't even have loving husbands. Even the ones that are like, oh my God, that PNP is the best thing ever. Should never leave that. That's not called a supportive husband. That's called my husband said this. Your thought is where all that other stuff comes in. So if your husband says, PNP is the worst thing that ever happened to you, you know, because you're changing and growing up and no longer doing things for him just because he said so. If your thought is he's unsupportive because he doesn't believe in me, that's your thought about him. If he says that's the best thing that's ever happened to you, please never leave that girl. Like for whatever, like for fuck's sake, don't go. Then your thought is best husband ever. So that is how we know the difference between a circumstance and a thought. A thought describes your circumstance. It describes the sentences that come out of other people's mouths. It describes the world to you. And that's how our brains work. So we have feelings. When you think something, you're going to feel something. If he's saying amazing things, you're going to feel amazing. If he's saying things like, you know, that you don't agree with, you're not going to feel so amazing. You're going to feel whatever. Then you do things because of that. So however you feel, this is why, like, you guys are like, I don't understand why I eat when I'm stressed. And I am, like, working with you on identifying that feeling stressed, feeling angry, feeling overwhelmed, feeling confused, feeling those kind of things are a choice made by how you're thinking about circumstances. Just like feeling good, feeling competent, feeling motivated, feeling happy, feeling momentum, all those things are also a choice caused by the way you're thinking about something. And then you get results based on how you show up. If you feel stressed and you eat, the result is you gain weight. The result is you don't deal with your stress. You don't fix your problems. You grow your problems, whatever it is, right? Same thing with feeling good. If you feel good, you stick to your plan when you don't want to. You make plans when you don't want to. When you're feeling motivated, when you're feeling determined and things like that, those things start happening, and the result is you lose weight. You learn how to become a food prepper. You learn how to manage your life instead of managing your weight, those kind of things, right? So the reason why I bring all this up is because there are things you have to let go of in 2019 in order to lose your weight. The vast majority of the things you're going to let go of in PNP are going to be these things. Thoughts. You are going to start letting go of a lot of thoughts that you have about you, about food, about your future, about your past, about your relationships. You're going to start having to let go of a lot of these. The biggest error that I see, I'm going to turn this back around because it, when it mirrors me, it drives me crazy. Just saying. I know it's a thought. Don't tell me that. It's one of those I can control. I've been like, it's driving me crazy. I'm going to flip this around. One of the things that I watch most of you do, and what I have been seeing in the comments, is what we all do when we start trying to lose weight. And this is for my elders, and this is for my newbies. We start letting go of food first, thoughts last. A lot of you are still stuck in the mode of, can I eat this? I notice she's doing that. I can't have this, blah, blah, blah. I do not want you guys to be focused on the food you can't have. I want you focused on the thought that you can put anything you want on your plan and that you're going to trust the process. That when we get good at planning, when we get good at putting exactly what we're going to eat on the plan, and we start giving ourselves the option of seeing the food, the option of thinking about it, the discomfort of seeing what you've always been eating and being like, oh gosh, I'm never going to lose weight eating this. Exactly. Now, the only thing that's changed is you've been eating this way without thinking about it. And now we're going to, and you're uncomfortable and in discomfort after the fact, wanting to lose weight, scared you can't lose weight, and staying in this low-level panic mode all the time. Now what I want you to do is I want you to feel the panic, and I want you to feel the fear, and I want you to do all that right in front of your face. I would rather you be scared you can't lose weight before you eat it than after you've done the damage. The plan that's realistic, that is exactly its purpose. The purpose of it is to show you what you've been doing all along and what you've been feeling after you've already done the damage. Now we get ahead of it. Now you get to feel all that bullshit first. And when you feel that bullshit, you have this opportunity to have a choice like, oh my gosh, no, I can't lose weight eating like this. Maybe I should, like, rather than when I'm out to dinner ordering that burger I put on my plan, maybe I'll get a burger without a bun. Maybe I'll start leveling up a little bit.
it forces you into thinking about where you want to go versus just being unconscious. The volume's turned off. The lights are out. No one's home. We're just going through life acting like we always have. Hey guys, if you have friends inside of PNP that may not know that I'm live right now, feel free to tag people. If you tag them in the live, they'll get the replay. So hopefully they'll hear this part and be like, oh, what we're doing also is we are sending emails out. We're gonna start this for the first month. I wanted to get past the opening before we started giving you more emails. What I don't wanna do is overwhelm you guys. I know overwhelm's a choice, but I also know it's my choice as to how many things I send you at one time. But for the rest of the month, what I wanna do is for the Facebook Lives, I wanna probably start sending you an email, just giving you a heads up that I'm coming on live, all right? So here's the thing. When you're thinking about 2019, I want you all to make a list. You can do this today. You can do this in your head if you want. I prefer always, my PNP planner is still on the couch. I did my journal on the couch this morning. I was like, gonna show you. And I'm like, it's always within Ann's reach. I feel so naked. So what I want you to do is I want you to make a list of the things that you are willing to let go of in 2019. They can be feelings. They can be thoughts. Some of them may be food. It may be certain foods you're just like, I remember there's a story of Penn and Teller. He lost like a ton of weight, like 140 pounds or something one year. And he went on what was called the potato diet, where he literally only ate potatoes. But like that was the only food he ate. I'm not advocating the potato diet. But in his book, when he wrote about it, he said what he always told himself when he wanted something else is, I've had a lifetime of all these other foods. I'm going to try a year of just doing one thing and just know that I've already had a lifetime of them. And I loved that concept in terms of like, we all know, like for me, when it comes to wine, y'all know I love wine and stuff. And I guess it was 2 years ago. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been that long now. I really started working on my wine habit because I had convinced myself in maintenance to like have wine. I can have wine. It'd be okay if I have wine. And I literally was getting to where I was drinking probably 2 to 3 glasses, like 3 to 4 nights a week and planning it and stuff. I mean, I'd just gotten it like all, sometimes not even planned, but I started feeling like shit. And I started questioning why I was doing it and everything. And I worked through this for about, it was like 2 years ago. I did it in Facebook group and all that kind of stuff. And I worked through it and it was like a lot of work on why was I drinking. And what it came up with was when I really started backing it back out and everything, I told myself I wanted to figure out why I was doing it. And I was willing to let go of having it as much as I wanted in order to find out why I was thinking I needed it. Like in my mind, I was just enjoying it until I really started taking it away and allowing myself to figure out what was going on. And for me, I had associated having that wine with connecting and relaxing with Chris. I would relax from my work and I would connect with Chris. Sounds so lovely, right? I mean, it just sounds like a beautiful sentiment. Well, it wasn't. I had convinced myself that relaxing had to do with what I put in my mouth, which was no different than eating. And I had also convinced myself that my relationship with my husband, the connection we have, had something to do with what I drank. And that drink was becoming more important than the actual connection. And all of that happened because I was willing to let go of having wine as often as I wanted. And it was easier to do, I'm not gonna say it was super easy, but it was easier to do when I was thinking about it from a place of where I wasn't feeling restricted. It was a place of, this is what I wanna work on. I'm willing to let it go. And when I want it, I never felt restricted. I felt like I really wanted it. I craved it really bad. I didn't love that I was having cravings and stuff. But I never allowed myself to think that anybody or anything was doing something to me or that I couldn't have it. I remember telling myself at any time, I can have it. And that's what I want you guys thinking. I want you thinking about one of the thoughts to let go of through this process is that there is nothing that you can't have. You may choose not to have things, but there's not anything that you can't have. That we're done with those days. That everything we do now, everything we choose to say no to, it's not because we can't have it. It's not because we're overweight. It's not for bad reasons. I want you guys to start adopting this mindset of the reason why I'm making these choices is because I am always evolving. I am always creating the best version of me. The best version of me doesn't have to have a donut right now. The best version of you is not, and this is another thing, I want you guys to let go of the idea that the best version of you is the one at goal weight. The best version of you is the one today. The one that's willing to start changing her conversation with herself. The best version of you is the one that weighs what she weighs today and is brave enough to start the journey. It takes way more courage, way more bravery to step on the scale at 250 pounds, to start changing how you eat, to let go of foods that you have called comfort for a long time, than it does at 160 to feel good. Or 150 or 140 or whatever. When you hit your personal goal weight, guys, the best version of you is not her. Your goal weight person, she's gonna have a best version of her. When you finally conquer the weight problem, guess what's gonna be left? More goals, more pursuits, more things to work on. And while you're losing weight, if you will let go of the idea it has to be miserable and adopt the idea that you're gonna figure out how to like doing this, that you're gonna like enjoying creating this new version of you, rather than I hate the version of me now, I have to get away from her. The more you do that, you will find that when you lose your weight, you don't need to create a problem. Because if you lose your weight like it's a problem, like it's hard, like it's difficult and all this, like if you just condition yourself to strife and stuff, you hit your goal weight, oh my gosh. You're gonna find really bad problems. And if you find really bad problems and never really learned how to be empowered, how to be future focused and stuff, you won't wanna solve those. You'll create a weight problem because you get really good at spinning out in that one. So make a list. What are the things that you're going to let go of in 2019? For a lot of you, it's gonna be self-judgment. It's going to be, y'all type in, I tell you what, y'all start typing in some things that you're going to let go of in 2019. I'm gonna go back to the top and we'll come back to it in a minute. I wanna see if there's any questions. But I really, somebody said self-judgment. Can't wait to see you next week. How many days are left in the April's 2-day? Oh my gosh. Stacy, let me check real quick. I wish one of my coaches was on here. Is any of the coaches on here, by the way, today? Sometimes I have a beautiful assistant. I always feel like it's like I'm on The Price is Right, and I'm, well, I guess I'm Drew Carey now. I got his glasses and everything. And then I have my, you know, lovely girls over here that hooking stuff up. Oops, that's the wrong damn page. Hang on. I don't need to be in there. Chris is going to whip my ass by getting to the settings of our forms. He'll be like, damn, you in there jacking the stuff up, Queenie. Let's see. Oh my God, I'm so bad at math. We have 13 spots left. There's 17 are gone. So we have 13. And I'm gonna tell you guys, I think April camp is about sold out. Let me just tell you real quick. There's 5 spots left for April camp. So there's 5 spots. And then we have 2-day spots left. So if you want the 2 days, get the 2 days. My husband has become quite your fan when I told him about the bringing sexy back and my goals. That's funny. The steps to access these, Brenda, is super easy. If you go, so how do you get to these lives? The easiest, the only way, like, this is how I find lives in Facebook. If somebody has a better method, will you type it in? You go to the Facebook group at the time of my live. If I'm not there, then you need to just refresh the page. I know that there is a way to, let me just try it. Shit. I'm not on my phone. The problem is I'm always on Facebook on my desktop. And so I'm always giving you guys desktop information. Let me go to the website or the thing. So if you go to, I know that there is a, somebody type in what you're supposed to do. Because on the web, if you're in your web browser, I think because I'm an administrator, oh wait, if you click on notifications, well, it just says, hi, you can do all posts. I have all of y'all's posts. Oh my God, unless you're like a PNP junkie, don't do that. You could do highlights. You could also turn them off and just put a notice in your phone to check once a day in here. Guys, this will be the busiest week. Once we get past this week, it starts, we don't have introductions going on all the time and all that kind of jazz. So it will slow down. I think because I'm an administrator, I can't really give you guys any help on that one. But if somebody will just do this, if you will send support at email, Jesus Christ, I've talked too much the last few days. support@pnptribe.com with the steps for on your phone and on desktop, if you know how to turn on Facebook Live notifications, we will put it on the website and we'll put it into our tech tips so that it will populate into the Facebook group on a regular basis so people will know. But the biggest thing is you need to make sure that you go to the website, pnptribe.com, and subscribe to the calendar. All of my scheduled Facebook Lives and scheduled Zooms are in there, and that will get put on your calendar. And then you can either set alarms to say like, oh, let me know when she's going to be going live or whatever. And then you come in here. If I'm not live, sometimes Facebook has like a 1 to 2 minute delay from when I go live and you actually get a notification. You can always just refresh your page and that will help. Let's see. Also, I know that Facebook has changed things recently where all of your groups, they automatically turned off them being in your newsfeed. A lot of your groups, they turned them off from being in your newsfeed. So if you do like having everything in your newsfeed, make sure you do that. You also can just friend some people here, guys. If you want to, you know, one of the things that I like to do is I don't have tons of friends on Facebook just because I only come in here and check stuff. But what some of the girls do is they friend people within the tribe and they turn their notifications on to make sure that they see their friends' posts in their newsfeed from the group. And then the rest of them aren't there. That way you can just come in and check the group when you want to. You know, the group is amazing and it feels great and all that kind of stuff. But guys, that is not where you're going to lose your weight and learn. You need to like make sure that you're always checking back in over at pnptribe.com and you use the Facebook group to discuss and to read what others are doing. But you're not going to like, if you're not checking in on the tribe Facebook group, you're not going to miss out on how to lose weight. We don't teach in here. Like I do the lives and stuff, but we put all of it inside of pnptribe.com. We put it all into your private member podcast player. So if you do not like Facebook or it's overwhelming to you or distracting, you could never come in here and you won't miss a thing. When practicing my hunger scale, should I try to eat when I'm in a -2 wave of hunger? Yeah. Sometimes by the time I'm able to eat, the wave has passed. If I have the time, ability to wait for the next wave, should I? You can do whatever you want, Carol. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer on that one. Sometimes I wait. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm in no big rush. Not particularly like sitting there going, oh my God, my salad is going to be the most amazing thing I ate today. Like I may want to just like sit on the couch and take a break for a little bit. And then I'll notice like, oh, now I'm not hungry. I'll get busy doing something else. And then it'll come back. So I think sometimes just like waiting a little bit is fine. If you want to just, when you hit your -2, if you're ready to eat, you looking forward to your meal and stuff, I say get after it.
Good morning, Miss Amy Kenny. Just joined on Sunday, so happy. Now I have a better plan for my life. There you go, New Year's baby. I love all these newbies. We've got Melissa, Morgan. Hey, New Year's babies. Here's, and this is for all the tribe members. Sometimes I catch some of my elders over in the groupies. There is nothing going on over there now. Like, today I'm going to go in there and, like, tell a couple of people, like, if they're on the fence, what to think about. Other than that, like, all of your training is over here now. Like, all of your buddies are over here now. They're going to be over there not learning the deepest level content. You are. You're going to find over here the tribe sisters know what they're fucking talking about. They're going to give you a hug, and then they're going to give you a slap on the ass and tell you to get right back in the game, and here's how. Over there, you're likely to get a hug and some enabling and maybe even somebody else bitching and moaning right along with you. So that's the difference between the groupies and over here. It's elevated status over here. Over here, we learn how to be in control of our lives. We are not victims. You get to be in victim mentality a little when you're brand new. Trust me. All of us slip back into it. My tribal elders will tell you, sometimes I come in here bitching and moaning thinking it's all facts. The next thing I know, everybody's told me, wrong. And then we challenge you. We are never going to beat you up over anything. We're not going to do any of that shit. Trust me, if anybody acts out of line, nobody ever does it because they know I have a zero shit tolerance. But over in the groupies, they don't understand all this stuff. They're trying to piece it together themselves. So my recommendation for all tribe members is this. Either leave that group completely. And if you ever like lose all your weight and you want to maintain with the groupies, guess what? We'll let you back in. It's not like a one-way door, you know, like second you leave, like you're out for good. Or turn off every single notification. You do not need that in your newsfeed. It will be a distraction, and it's real easy to see that term PNP and think, I'm in the tribe. I have caught many of you posting over there, and you're supposed to be in here. So make sure that, like, and I redirect you, and I'm like, I know, chickens, it's the, you know, it's our first week. Let's schedule them over here. But I don't want you over there posting, like, asking questions and then wondering why a coach isn't responding. We're not over there. After today, I don't let the coaches go in there anymore. They're here. They're only over there right now to help me out. It's all hands on deck. And then we're out. Peace. Y'all know, most of you were newbies, groupies. I don't come in there and do a bunch of shit because I dedicate my time to this tribe. All right. Let's see. Should I be drinking water with meals? I have always planned for mealtime to be a time for me to get a lot of my water in a day. Not sure if it's making it harder for me to find my two. I would still do it. I don't think it's, like, I drink a lot of water with my meals. It'll be fine. You'll know if water is kind of jacking around your hunger scale in the beginning. If you're getting hungry, like within an hour or two, you may be getting water belly and thinking that you've hit your positive two, but you haven't. So I would just keep doing what you're doing and then let it present if it's a problem or not. My hair, I needed to spend some more time this morning blowing my hair dry. I was like hustling. It looks crazy. And it bothers me because all I see is my face. And now I'm playing with my hair. I gotta quit doing that. Allison Santiago, I started on December 30th and doing well. I got to the module about protocol. This feels too restrictive. Then you're making it too, it's your protocol. It's literally your protocol. You get to put anything you want on it. If you want pizza with all the meat on it, you get to put that on your protocol. All the protocol's job, it says, this seems to me like making a list of good and bad foods or no foods. No, this is not a list of good foods and bad foods. This is not a list of my no-no foods. It's a list of everything I can eat. It's everything that I choose to pick from when I'm making all my plans. That means anything gets to be on it. And it doesn't have to be complicated.
What I would love, I don't know if I have a coach in here, will you Slack and let me know? Because I can't tell from the comments. One of the things that I would love is for, let's post a few protocols maybe. Maybe some of the main tribe members, you guys could do that. Maybe one of you will start a thread and then y'all can post a few of what yours looks like. Mine has like all meat, all dairy, all grains, all bread. Well, all whole grain bread. I limit myself to the whole grain. Like, I'm not going to go buy bunny bread. But I'm going to have some. Oh, hey, Betsy, will you start this? I'm like talking to Betsy in Slack over here. Will you start a thread for protocol today? Just so that we can like have sample protocols and stuff. Just have everybody post a sample protocol, all the things that they include, and explain that this is an inclusion thing and not a restriction thing. But here's the thing I want to put out for you, Allison. Mine has all kinds of stuff on it. It has almost every food in the world on it. Like every fruit, every vegetable, every nut, every seed, every oil. It's to allow me to see all the things I get to pick from. Your brain says protocol with lists of food, and it goes to, this is all the stuff that's good or bad or no. Thought. Remember we talked about it in the beginning. That's what we want to change. I want you starting to see food, and like, can I wait to do my protocol until I'm ready? No, you can't wait. You're ready now. I want you to tell yourself, I'm ready now. I'm ready now to let go of thinking that things are restrictive. I'm ready to let go of judging things through a lens of my old diet mentality. So the best way to let go of that is to do it and it feels like crap. So that you can understand that list doesn't trigger bullshit. Your thoughts about that list will. I'd rather you fix your thoughts about the list and then you like have this amazing list that you can look at and be like, you know what? This makes planning so much easier. Because now I have like all the foods I love staring at me in the face. Rather than trying to plan and being like, I don't know what to have. It's all so confusing. I wish you would just give me a list. I'm giving you one right now. It's called the protocol. And you get to make it. Make it as inclusive as you want. Guys, if some of you want bunny bread on it, I would put bunny bread on there. My first food protocol had a carton of ice cream on it, a half a gallon. I eventually worked my way down. So your protocol, it will change as you get more confident, as you want to start leveling up, as you want to start doing that stuff, guess what? You'll start reworking your protocol. You'll be like, you know, I don't need these foods anymore. I'm going to promise you, Allison, what's going to happen? If you do this and you trust me rather than you trust your doubt and your fear and you trust your scared side of you, this is what's funny, guys. I will tell you what to do, right? And you have seen all the pictures that it's worked. And I have lost the weight and I preach it. And then your fear and your doubt will come in. And you'll be like, well, I trust that. I'll trust that. Before I do this stuff that this lady I just paid tells me to do that's worked for all these other people. That's where we have to check our brain and be like, oh my God, are we fucking serious? No. Why am I thinking I'm an expert? You know what? I'm not an expert right now. I'm somebody trying to figure this out, and I got an expert telling me what to do. So make your protocol. Just do it. My tribal elders. These are just thoughts. Y'all crack me up. Oh, welcome, Cassandra. Also, for newbies that are signing up, before you leave the groupies, if you would like to, I will allow you to go over there and say goodbye, a sweet goodbye to them. Y'all don't have to just be like, peace out, and they never hear from you again, especially if you were a poster. Yes, I need to let go of the idea of restriction to level up. I notice that I'm freezing up because of a fear of leveling up, which may be the thought of going back to restriction thinking. Just make sure that... Guys, this is the thing that I want you to think about when it comes to leveling up, is you're going to want to feel like doing it. Don't start with forcing yourself into it. If you're forcing yourself, I want you to ask yourself, why does it feel so hard? Why does it feel so restrictive? It's probably, like, I want you to dig around and ask yourself that question. If you write, I know a lot of you haven't done the thought download model yet, but in your planner, if you've printed it, there are journal pages. Don't worry about the model section. Just write, like, the reason why I'm feeling this way is because I keep thinking what? About my protocol, about leveling up, about my hunger scale. That's going to give you valuable information. It's going to tell you, this is why I feel this way. It's not because it is, it's because I'm thinking this. That's always step one into understanding the difference between thinking that a protocol is restrictive and then seeing it's because I'm thinking that there are no foods and there are bad foods. And then you get to ask yourself, Byron Katie does this. You get to ask yourself the turnaround. Is that true? Are there no foods? Are there restrictive foods? And if you say yes, then you say, is it absolutely true? Like 100%. And most of the time people say, well, no, because I remember her saying in this video, or, well, no, because some people eat this and lose weight. Then you start noticing, oh shit, this is a thought and it's one that's not helping me. And the one that you come up with, like the turnaround, that's your crack in the door to show you that you could be thinking about it a different way. We're gonna get way more into this as the weeks go along, but I want you guys to really understand, in 2019, there's a lot of things I have to be willing to let go of that are more important than the weight. Letting go of these thoughts and these feelings and these rules and all these things, those are the things that release weight. When you work on all of that and you stay really focused, that weight loss happens on its own. Let's see. I am sitting with my discomfort right now. Bread in the house and I don't need it. Not on my plan today, especially when not hungry. This is a new way for me. Not fighting the bread, choosing not to eat it. Exactly. How do you figure out the best version of yourself? You start thinking about it each day. For a lot of you, you have shut off dreaming about the best version of yourself for a long time because you didn't know how to get there. You have so many old beliefs that you can't do it and stuff. You have to kind of prime the pump. So each day, like if you're just like, I can't figure out the best version of myself, what I would do is I would think about today, the best version of me is willing to do what? Is willing to think what about herself? Start coming up with those things. In the beginning, a lot of times, guys, it's just the process of writing about it and thinking about it and putting it on paper and opening your mind to it. And you don't believe it, you're not seeing it in action yet. But that step is like the invisible step. I wanna show you guys something. I just learned this last night. It's not something I just learned, but it's really good. It's going into some material I'm pulling together for you guys, but I wanna show it to you. I have got to wash the whiteboard at some point. Let's see. Let me scoot back here. Can y'all see? Yeah, okay. I'll draw it up here where it's not so blurry. So over here, we have your results, guys. All right. Can everybody see that? Then down here, what we have is time. Hey, Betsy, as I'm doing this, will you write this, sketch this out, get it to Sadie and tell her we want a graphic of it. Tell her to send it to Design Pickle. I'm always telling, hey, Betsy, will you do this? So we have results and we have time. This is how losing weight works. Let me do it this part in black so you can see. Everybody thinks weight loss is like this. All right, we're gonna go up. We're not gaining weight here. This is like
like get like up here, let's say is 150 pounds, right? And down here is 250 pounds.
Do y'all ever notice I always use my own starting and stopping points? I do it every single time. This is how we think it goes. This is reality.
Flat line, flat line, flat line, little bitty bump, little bitty bump, little bitty bump. And then all of a sudden it skyrockets.
That is how weight loss works.
In this portion right here, it's called the hard part.
This is where the results lag the amount of thinking you think you're doing. So you have tons and tons of little things that have to happen here before you start getting your results. So a lot of it is like for you guys, it's like, what do you mean I gotta plan realistically? What do you mean I gotta talk to myself differently? But I don't believe, like the hard part is, but I don't believe this crap I keep telling myself. I don't even understand how writing down realistically is even gonna help me. All your mistakes are here. And as long as you keep getting back up and you keep doing the things I'm telling you and you keep playing with your hunger scale and you blow up your hunger scale a few times and get confused by it, but you keep going and all this other stuff, all of a sudden you hit this point where everything starts feeling easier. Everything starts coming to alignment. You actually get there faster doing it that way. Because you don't quit. But the thing is that you have to go through this part where it's like, I'm doing a lot of stuff and I don't see my results yet. I don't see my 100-pound weight loss. I don't feel it yet. I don't believe in me yet. I don't trust the process yet. Like all my old restriction things are coming in. Guys, that's all normal. So much of what you're going to do the first few weeks of PNP is going to feel like ass because we're going to be down here laying the groundwork. It doesn't mean you won't lose any weight. You'll lose weight, but if you've got, you know, 40 pounds, 75 pounds, 100, 200 pounds to lose, those first few, they almost always are compared against the journey ahead. That's the only reason why it feels slow, and it's the only reason why it feels hard. It's because you're taking where you're at now and you're comparing it to the journey ahead rather than staying focused on the results you're getting now. Ooh, how can I replicate that shit over and over and over again? All right, here's some stuff you guys are willing to let go of. Self-doubt is a big one. Self-sabotage. No more self-loathing. Excuses, my stinking thinking. Guilt, worry. Worry's a good one. Giving up on myself, wanting to please people, playing the victim. I'm going to let go of the fact that mistakes are not okay and part of the process. Worrying about what others are thinking of me, my horrible self-talk, quitting on myself and my bratty behavior, being disgusted with my reflection, worrying about other people's drama and their BS. I'm going to take on staying in my own lane. Telling everyone I meet, this is the heaviest I've been in a long time. Yeah, there's no reason to say that out loud. Seriously? I'm sure the people you're meeting are like, thank God you told me that. Like, I was wondering. Nobody gives a shit. Excuses. Criticism, anxiety, judgment, my strife. I have kept off 95 pounds. I'm going to stop thinking I'm a failure. That's probably amazing. I would do that. Mean girl thinking. Letting go of thoughts of if only and everything would be X when I reach Y weight. Those are craptastic thoughts and just buffer from the real deal. Awesome. Panic eating. Negative people. Putting myself down all the time. Guys, this is the best list ever. Like if you guys, like we should have a New Year's cleanse. And I don't mean like juices. We should be cleansing our brains. We all need to think about I all want you to think about somebody that you respect. I don't care if she's at goal weight or not. I want you to think about somebody you respect for the life they live, how they think about themselves and that kind of stuff. And I want you to just practice being her for a few minutes. When you list like all those things you're willing to give up, now I want you to list like, and I bet she every single day thinks these things. That's a good way to get started with thinking about an elevated version of you. You know, the better, it's like I said in the beginning, the better version of you is not the thinner version. The better version of you is the one who doesn't do any of those things that I just called out. Who's not sitting around self-loathing, playing the victim, self-sabotaging, and doing all that kind of stuff. Because I guarantee you, if we all fast and detox from that bullshit, ain't none of us gonna be sitting around with the weight problem at all. We will have solved that shit. That's the byproduct of becoming the person we want to be in life. We're still talking about the notifications. That's funny. I need to find a schedule. This is Patricia. Trying to put it together this week as I'm still on vacation. We'll be going over all this and how to organize all the info in the orientation on Sunday. We will do some of that, Patricia, but the only thing you really need to do this week is once you finished orientation, you just start the No BS Success Path. It is self-paced. And then the next step, I'll talk more about it in the orientation this week, is the next step is just subscribe to our calendar and then decide, are there ones that I want to attend live and can I attend live? If not, my best advice to all of you is to decide on a time each week. Look at your own personal calendar and think, when do I want to have my PNP time? For some of you, it will be one day. Like you'll pick a day, you'll pick an hour, you'll do your work, you'll be done, and you're just going to be journaling each day, and that's it. You're just going to be writing down your food and getting along with your life. Losing weight should not take a lot of time. Losing weight should be like, I want to teach you how to make your weight loss and the way that you like eat and stuff be such a small part of life. I want your life to be the main stage, not all this weight problem and not all this other bullshit. Some of you like to plan small chunks a day. Like a lot of you like to like, I want to make sure I listen to 20 minutes of something that's in the private member podcast, and I'm going to do my journal each day. It's whatever you want to do. You get to do whatever you want. So you can like schedule it how, that's how I do things. Like when I take a course, like all my courses are all self-paced like this. I always think, okay, on this day, this is when I study. Like this is when I want to sit down and watch one of the longer ones and take notes. On this day, I just want to pop it in for 20 minutes and see what I get because I'm driving. And then I know that every single morning that I'm going to sit down with my PNP planner and I'm going to go through there and I'm going to answer my questions, plan out my food, and then I'm going to answer yesterday's and assess myself, and here we go. That's the easiest way to do it. Hey, Betsy, make me a note in Asana to for the orientation to make sure that we can come up with something like very specific. Like here is a general plan for, you know, like our best suggestions. Like if you want to go heavy study or light study, maybe we could do something like that. A lot of you are saying you used to get notifications on your phone and you're not anymore. You want to go check your settings and stuff because Facebook, they did this thing not too long ago where they went through all the groups. They changed all of your settings without your permission. So you want to make sure you go back in and do that. Where did the name Fit and Fat come from? It came from my couch. Chris and I were just sitting there talking, and this was, gosh, 11, 12 years ago, I guess. And it must have been, yeah, because I think I started, I know this sounds terrible. I probably, if I'd really known that I was going to do this, like, for the rest of my life, I probably would have, like, been more, it's kind of like when I took, when I started my whole weight loss journey, had I known I was going to like really lose 100 pounds, I probably would have kept better records, took more pictures and stuff. That's why I try to teach you guys this because I literally had no clue that I was going to do it. I probably felt very defeated. I probably felt in disbelief and was just like you guys, except that one time, the only difference was is I had told myself I wasn't going to quit this time and I let go of perfectionism and stuff. Right. So, had I like known for sure that I was going to do all of this stuff, I would have for sure tracked everything. That's why I'm such a harp on you guys to do that, because you will want it one day. But anyway, I was sitting on my couch. I had been following this girl named Jen Hendershot, who was a fitness competitor. And I loved her muscles and stuff because I'd never lifted weights and junk. And I really got into her. And she had something called Fat Camp, PHAT. Well, I went to some of them and I felt like Billy Badass because I'd never exercised before. And I went to these camps and we strength trained for I think we did 5 or 6 strength training workouts in a matter of 2.5 days. I mean, I would come home and I couldn't even walk for days. Like, it was brutal, but I loved it. And so I told Chris I wanted to name it Fit and Fat. And we like played with a couple of variations, but we really liked Fit and Fat. And so about 3 or 4 years ago, I'd been Fit and Fat for a long time. And one of the girls had said something about they felt like we were such a tribe. And I really liked that. And we were, the website you know now was, we used to just have a forum and we didn't have a website. We had no courses, no nothing. It was like you basically paid for a forum and I would just get in there every day and type back and forth with everyone. That was all we did for a long time. And I would have some exercise plans. It was very different back then. So when I really started getting into the mental work of it, this was going on 4 years ago in June. I wanted to kind of rebrand because I had always been able to talk like this to you guys, but we didn't have video back then. So I did everything through type. So if you read my old blogs, I've always had all this mental stuff. I just didn't know how to teach it. And so I decided I was going to create a course. And we launched the very first PNPTribe.com membership site where you would go in and there would be posts and like kind of like what you see. And then I developed the course and we had video technology by then. And so I did that. And then over the last few years, some of the old school people will tell you, like, we just got the private member podcast. I think it's going to be a year old in April. I think that's when we launched it. Lots of the things that you guys love now are relatively, they're not, but like a year to 18 months old. I got real serious, it'll be 4 years ago in June, with trying to figure out the best ways to teach women to lose weight. And I have figured out like all the different components. Like, I knew we needed courses. I knew we needed a way for you guys to consume content. And so we're always evolving. This year, because we have what I would call the foundations laid, y'all are going to shit your pants at some of the stuff we're working on. Like, my husband's a programmer, software engineer, and he is working on some things that are just going to be amazing for us. And I'm very fortunate that I've married someone who can help us and has a passion to help us and loves my business like he loves me. Like, he cares about you guys. My son cares about you guys. Somebody today should try to pump up the post of Logan at camp doing the pledge. We are for sure a family business. You know, it's, I give a lot to this business, but the boys give a lot too. You know, they give up me a lot to be in here. You know, my son has been out of school all week. He's been entertaining himself. He's, you know, he's always so good. He knows when I'm talking on these things, that he needs to be quiet and, you know, just, he's just a good boy. And my husband is very dedicated to us. He worked until 11 o'clock last night on y'all's stuff, you know, just making sure everybody who emailed support got a message back. And, you know, just, he came to bed at 11. He said, "Well, I finally closed out the last support ticket." So we're definitely, we're in it to win it with you guys. Don't ever doubt that the crab trees don't care about you, because we live, breathe, and eat you guys. So anyway, that was a long answer to that. Is the John Acuff call in the archives? Yeah, it is. If you, Linda, Betsy, maybe you can post it in here, but it's in the archives. It's in the video replays. That's the easiest place to find it. When my hunger comes back, it's ravenous stomach pains, watering mouth, and that urgent craves for food. Just remember, I don't really know how to pronounce your name. Is it Tanaya, maybe? That when it comes back like that, that you're not extra hungry. It's just your body is sending a strong signal. So you don't get to eat more food because of it. Just remind yourself, it's like, this just means there's extra stomach signals being sent. It doesn't mean that I need to eat more. There's no panic. There's no despair. Our brains are conditioned to think we're hangry and conditioned to do that. So make sure you remind yourself that stuff. I highly recommend you either leave the groupies or that you turn off all notifications for groupies, guys. Camp and retreat are the same thing. We called it camp for 10 years. This year we decided to start calling it retreat because we're not like, so camp used to be 30 or 40 people would come to Nashville. We'd sit in a gym floor for 3 days while I preached. You didn't get chairs back then. You didn't get meals. You didn't get a photographer, and you didn't get any of that. The one tradition that we've kept is we still party on Saturday night. There's always a party on Saturday night. That has been going strong now since the very first camp. But they had to sit in the floors for days, and they would leave and be achy and all this other stuff. But we were just boot campy. Like, we used to work out. Then we quit working out, and we just sit in the floor and cry for 3 days. And then we always called it camp because I also made everybody room together. Like, it was like four to a room. Like, we're old school. Like, we're all rooming together and all this other junk. Well, now we're in a hotel, we have tables, we have water and coffee service, I provide lunch and breakfast. It's like, oh, bitches, we're a retreat now. Like, you don't remember back when we were all sitting around in tights. We had one camp where, I swear to God, some lady came up to us because we had this year where we all wore these very colorful, crazy tights. Everybody had wild ones. She asked us if we were here for a tights convention. And I was like, no, we're a traveling fitness troupe. So anyway, just some historical stuff about PMP. Why am I getting in my way more here than when I was a groupie? Because you're taking it serious now. It's a lot. When the shit gets real, the real drama starts coming up, Doreen. That's the only reason why. Now you're actually having to, like, you're not just learning it on a surface level. Now you're having to take ownership. You're all in. You're invested. You know, the safety net's gone. It's a lot easier to sit over there and not work on the mental stuff as hard as we work on it here. That's probably why you're getting introduced to, like, guys, I just want to tell you, the first few weeks is tough. We start illuminating all of the shitty thoughts, the shitty eating, the shitty anything that's been going on. And a lot of people want to run from that, or they want to change it right now. You need to see what's broken so that you can start picking out the most important pieces to start fixing. The only thing that's probably happened, Doreen, which is good, is that this stuff, this getting in my own way, was probably happening at a low level or was going to happen later. When you had created some, like, bigger success, and then you would feel very defeated when it started happening and send you into a tailspin. I'd much rather it happen now while you have coaches to help you with it. So what I would do, Doreen, is whatever is happening that you're like, this is where I'm getting in my way, take it to ask coaches, tell them the specific things, and give them a guess as to why that's happening. And if you don't have a guess, then just say you don't. But let them start helping you get directed on what to do with it. I lift weights 5 times a week, and my weight loss is about 0.5 to 1 pound a week. Is this normal with lifting weights? That's normal for anyone. I also incorporate cardio approximately 5 times a week too. Yeah, that's fine, Scarlett. That's what I do. I don't lift 5 days a week anymore. I'm thinking about getting back into it closer to later spring, but I'm kind of doing more Zach, I did a full body today. I've kind of been just playing around to see where I'm going to land in terms of what I want to be lifting. But yeah, you're losing just fine. You know, when you're working out, it's not that it slows weight loss down. It's just a different weight loss. Your body changes a lot more. Like, some people will lose scale weight faster when they're not working out, but they're like, they'll say like, I just don't notice my body changing as much. And that's fine. You're still like losing weight. But when you work out a lot or you lift a lot of weights and stuff, a lot of times you'll notice your body's changing, but the scale's changing slower, but you're noticing your body's changing. It's like changing shape. That's why I like lifting weights. I much rather prefer to see my body changing than I prefer to see the scale changing. Because nobody can see my scale. Unless I walk around with it tattooed on my head, nobody gets to see all that amazement. But everybody gets to see if my arms are looking good and my shoulders are looking good. Let's see. Now that I'm in PMP Tribal, I stopped getting emails from the other list, like for groupies or back to basics. All emails should stop today. Sometimes what happens, guys, is you'll continue. Like, I remove you guys from my lists, my like back to basics and my groupies lists and stuff, when you join. But if you join the tribe with like your personal email address and you join those other groups with a different email address, I don't know that. So I can't remove you. I'm only going by the email addresses that are signed up for the tribe. So if you're still getting emails from those other lists, that's why. But I promise you, there's only two more going out today and then it's done. Trust me. Like, I have to type all that shit. It's a lot of typing. Also, tomorrow will be that if you're on the main mailing list, we're back to just, here's the podcast. I only send out two emails a week to my lists. I send out my Weekend Motivator, which is the podcast email. And then I do a Monday Motivation, which is just some thoughts from me. What is overeating versus eating off plan? Are they same? They're pretty much the same. I use the terms interchangeably. Anytime you eat off plan, to me, that's an overeat, just because it's like it wasn't on the plan. How much time do we spend on modules, or is it truly self-paced? It's truly self-paced. Now, each week, newbies, on Saturdays, you're going to receive an email that says, here's module one, and I'm going to talk about the importance of it and stuff. You can do it each week if you'd like to just follow those emails, or you can go faster, or you can go slower. It's truly self-paced, but I just like to send you an email on Saturday to kind of explain the concept of the module and what's going on in that module for those who want some kind of structure and pace. But you get to go as slow or fast as you want. Do not worry about it. My recommendation is to listen to the lessons with intention and start figuring out how you can put them into action. A lot of people will just turbo jam and listen and be like, ah, I'm listening to all the concepts. I love Corinne. She's hilarious. And then they won't actually do anything with it. Don't move off a lesson unless you have like really thought about it and you've asked yourself, okay, that was amazing. How am I going to put that into play today? What can I change today to start practicing the concepts I just learned? And then sometimes you'll come, like, we have some pretty heady lessons. Sometimes you'll come up on one where it's like, I need to practice a few days. Like, I need to actually put this in the how for a few days, and then I'll listen to the next one. That is the best way to move through it. And then once you've moved through it, I really recommend you go through it again with the kind of the same process. Because when you take it the second time, after you've listened to everything, you will apply it and hear, you'll apply it a little differently and you'll hear it differently. We have girls that literally do the No BS lessons every single month. They re-listen to all of them and they put themselves through, like, this month, you know, what do I need to apply differently? Is there something that I am like lagging on? Is there something that I am slipping just a little bit on? And they plug it into their lives. Can you help me understand the My Powerful Question of the Day on the 24-hour plan? Yeah, that lesson is actually going to be in your module 3. But essentially, yesterday, if you will search powerful question in the Facebook group, someone posted that yesterday, and a lot of tribe members gave you, like, there was probably 100 different versions of a powerful question in there. But all it is the simple version, is each day we sit around and we ask questions all the time. Our brain is a computer. Its job is to solve questions that we give it. If you're asking yourself, why am I a fuck up? Your brain will be like, well, here's why. And it will beat you up all day long because it doesn't care how you feel. Its only job is to do shit that you tell it to do. So we need to turn our conscious brain on, and rather than letting it just regurge the same old tired questions we ask all the time that don't get us results, we want to ask powerfully worded questions. Like, my favorite one is, how can I end the day feeling accomplished? How can I be a healthier version of me today? It gets your brain trained on it. And then when you write it down, I want you to think about it through the day. Think about it before you eat. Think about it before you do things. It will get you more into the problem-solving mode rather than sitting around thinking about your problems. The tree logo just came up because we decided to be PNP Tribe. And I was going through yoga teacher training. It just kind of, I don't even really know how it all came to be, but it just came to be. Isn't that funny that I don't really know? I do have it tattooed on me, though, so the tree is here to stay. If I've planned a joy eat like Halo Top tonight, do I focus on eating my dinner to less than a plus two so that my treat tonight fits in my plus two? You for sure can do it that way if you want to. You don't have to, but you could. Are exceptions on your protocol? You just put how many times you can have them. That's what I do. I just put, like, I just know on my protocol how many exceptions I plan a week, but I don't put my exception foods on my protocol because that's going to be anything and everything that I would want. If I switch my lunch for dinner or replace a salad for protein and veggies, is that off plan? Here's how I always like to think about it. I always consider it off plan, but in a good way. I just call it an even switch. But I like to track when I'm making switches and stuff so that I can plan better for the next week. Like if I notice for 3 days, I trade out. Like, I had my sister-in-law make me this week this cauliflower rice and carrot, like, thing. I don't know. It's not good. Like today I'm throwing it out. Like, I'm at the point where, like, I keep wanting to switch it out. I'm eating it. I feel like I'm eating it against my will. I mean, it's just like, And I finally was like, I'm not going to eat this just because it's on the plan and because I have it and I don't want to waste it. So I'm tossing it and I'm going to the Kroger today to grab a couple little things that I can finish the week out with. To me, that's off plan, but it's also so that I know to never ask for that ever again. That is why I'm calling it off plan. I want to know for sure. Like, I don't want to be thinking in 6 months, what do I want to eat? And be like, oh yeah, I forgot I had that pinned. I wonder how that is. And I forget that I even had tried it. So, like, the more that you, like, keep your records, you note things, you think about those things, it allows you, like, some knowledge as to what to do moving forward. Let's see. What's bunny bread? I can't believe y'all don't know what bunny bread is. They used to have a song and everything. That's what I said, bunny bread. Y'all should remember this. I am not that old. What helped me was to, that's not a question. Somebody's like, ooh, it's delicious white bread. I hate tuna. At first, I started to plan tuna. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Is the protocol from module 2? Yes, that's where protocol is. Newbie, slightly confused. Is there a separate group for newbies or just this one? Just this one. We don't have a separate group for newbies. We used to do that, and then what we did, we're like doing it now this way because what we realized was two things that were happening. One, when you're all newbies, no one knows what they're doing except for me and Betsy. So we wanted to be able to like have you paired up with people who are like, don't worry, I was once just like you. And here's what I've learned. The other part is all of the people that are in here, they get so much motivation. Like, I want you guys to think the reason why you want to do back to basics, like, whoo, I want to reboot. Whoo, I feel motivated. There's like this excitement generated. Well, every time we would stick you guys in a group, the elders are sitting over here like trying to figure out how to get excited. And we were constantly creating like double programs and stuff. And I was like, why don't we just let them be excited with the newbies? They can teach, which always solidifies your knowledge. Guys, I'm going to tell you, there's no secret as to why me, Betsy, and Kathy have kept our weight off. We teach it all the time. The more you assume the role of someone who's lost their weight and is an authority, like when you're helping someone else who used to be like you and you're teaching what you did and you're, it gives your brain an opportunity to remember that you can do it, how smart you are. You're reinforcing what you learned. So that's why we have this group together now, because there's too many reasons not, or too many reasons for doing it to not be doing it. I don't know why I never thought of it before. Can you please explain and give examples of, oh, we already did this one. Amanda, help. I feel like a lost newbie. Do not worry. I'm going to fix all your ails, Amanda. I did the no BS orientation, writing down my 24-hour plan. Good. So far you're doing everything correct. Water, sleep, and working on 2 to 2. What do I do next? That. I feel lost. I thought newbies in the tribe were going through some 8-week training. Did I miss something? No, you're going through this training. It's the same exact thing. We just don't have a separate Facebook group. The only thing that changed is you're now with people who like have been there with you and done that. And we also have all of our live, like I'm actually able to go live more often to do these sessions. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, Amanda. So now you're just going to do that 24-hour plan every single day. You're going to drink your water every single day. You're going to assess every single day. Then you move on to module 2. So you get to just move to module 2. As problems come up, I want you reaching out and asking for help, just like you did just now. This is exactly what I want you doing. So you can move into module 2 and you start creating your protocol. You start learning all the concepts of fueling your body and stuff. And then I would listen to the lives. Like once you go through a module, guys, listen to a few lives, or here's something else you can do. Like this is why it's so self-paced and whatnot. Because for every person, there's going to be a different way to learn. For some of you, you're just going to want to go through module by module, take it one at a time, apply, and that works very well for you. For some of you, you're going to want to go through a module, and then your problems are going to arise. Like you're going to have a hard time doing your 24-hour plan, or you're going to have a hard time with your hunger scale. Then you go to the website, pnptribe.com, go to video replays. Look there, and there's categories of every call I've ever done. And if you're having a hard time with your 24-hour plan, listen to calls about the 24-hour plan specifically. You will hear me talk to other women struggling just like you and given extra tips, extra hacks, other ways to think about it, uncovering bullshit thinking you might be having around it. Same thing with the hunger scale. Done a lot of calls on the hunger scale. If that's your issue, I would listen to calls on the hunger scale until you dialed your hunger scale in. And then you move on to either the next module or the next lesson. And that's how I would tie all the things together. That for a lot of you, the main reason why it feels overwhelming at first, it's just because not only are you trying to lose weight, but you're trying to learn a lot of new things at the same time. That is just the way the world works. There's never going to be a plan and there's never going to be a program where you're going to go in and be like, oh, this one was easy. It was all very clear. No, we're taking away the food you've been using to cover up, not wanting to feel confused, not wanting to feel overwhelmed, and not wanting to feel these other things. So now you're going to, like, what I love is that you guys are willing to be overwhelmed and willing to be confused, and then you raise your hand and ask a question. Because the reason why you feel it is because you're not quitting. The reason why you feel it is because you're not eating through it. I've listened to a bunch of the No BS podcasts, but haven't watched the videos yet. Haven't had the time to watch it, but have time to listen in my car. So I guess I need to go back to watch the videos. You don't have to watch the videos. They're literally just screens. Like, I have a keynote and I'm talking. So as long as you hear it, you're fine. What I would do though, Michelle, is I'd make sure that you have the workbook printed so that any of the worksheets that are happening, that you work through those. So like in orientation, there was the commitment worksheet. Guys, I highly recommend doing my worksheets. I don't put a ton in there. I put the most important ones in there. Like, I am not going to be giving you extra bullshit work just to be doing extra bullshit work. You guys joined not because you needed a plan. Everybody who joins PNP knows really crystal clear what we work on in here. Mental bullshit. The damn course is called No Bullshit Weight Loss. So I'm just telling you, we're all here to work on our brains. The worksheets challenge your brains, cleans up the brains, do the brain work. The planner also does the same stuff. Betsy, can you do me a favor? There's a problem with the mentors. Can you go check on them inside of their Slack channel? I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm getting 1,000 notices. Let's see. Yeah, some people say that they're that watching the video is very helpful. So if you want to watch the video, videos of there, go ahead. I don't think it hurts, but I don't think it's like you're absolutely required to do it. How do I make my goal weight realized? You do all this stuff I keep telling you to do. You do 24-hour plans. You work on your hunger scale. You do the worksheets in the No BS program, and that will realize it. Guys, just setting a goal and whatever is not how you do it. We're going to have to change the way we think and who we believe we are in order to get there. Thank you guys for helping each other out so much. Christina, I usually plan coffee for breakfast and do okay until lunchtime. Some days I will get hungry and get a couple of boiled eggs that are off plan. Is it best to plan the eggs and not eat them if I don't need them? That's exactly what I do. That is exactly what I would do right there. Let's see. Oh my gosh, I can't see. I have plenty of videos on Grabassin. If you it's usually in the overeating category in video replays if you need help with Grabassing. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Guys, if you'll put question or ask in the comments when you ask one, it'll be a lot easier for me to figure out who's asking questions. Investigating eating patterns. I'm a newbie. I realized something yesterday and want to know how to deal with it now. If you notice an eating pattern, Victoria, you know what I would do? I would actually take this one to ask coaches. Tell them what your eating pattern that you noticed was and how you, like, give them an idea on how you think it should be solved, because this is what's beneficial. When you guys tell them how you think you should solve it, it will tell us if you're thinking in a way that's future focused or reactive and restrictive. So if you will take that to them, then that would be amazing. Let's see. Will there be more camps than what is scheduled? Can't make the April date. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm starting to get choked. We will have one in October. And then the 1st of June, we have our half marathon. We just don't have them released yet for signups. But if you go to the retreat page, if you go to our retreat page, there's a calendar at the bottom that will show you all the dates for the remaining of the year. We just don't have it open for registration yet. I've only had time to listen to podcasts, so which are the first podcasts I should listen to since there were three separate podcasts that were downloaded? The No BS one. There's one for your No BS training course. You want to go through that one first. That is your weight loss course, guys. So when you go, Michelle, what you might want to do too is if you're going to listen to them in podcast, then listen to that one first. But if you were going to go to the website, when you first log in, pmptribe.com, everyone, it says orientation, and then it says next step is No BS success path. So you're always going to be listening. You're always going to do your No BS success path first. Then everything else you can do later. But get through that first. Kristen, is it possible to get a smaller edition of the planner? We are working on a purse-sized purse-sized version. Our fulfillment center is trying to get all that done. It probably won't release though until sometime in February. They're, it's up to them as to how they can print it and get it all bound and all that kind of stuff. But it's already designed. Oh shit, I don't know where the comments went. Oh, there we go. Can you help me understand how I'm using the planner now? If there are parts of the planner, thought download question of the day, that are addressed in future modules, am I missing something? Yeah, you just go ahead and start using the parts of the planner. Like, everybody can do the 24-hour plan and everybody can do the assessment. All of that stuff, that's like what we do now. And that's the most important part of the planner. There's only two pieces on that page that you don't know about, and that's the four circles and the question of the day all come in module 3. So when you get to module 3, you'll learn those and then you can start filling those in. But I would never use the excuse, I haven't been through module 3 yet, so now I can't do my 24-hour plan, and now I can't do this, and now I can't do that. It's like, no, I can do all of this and leave those blank. I know for my perfectionists, this is going to be like, what? Oh my God, when we first released this planner, I can't tell how many people didn't even write in it because they didn't want to mess it up. They were afraid they'd make a typo in their planner. We get to practice imperfection, and we get to practice like going against what we believe should be done. So here's the deal. Start where you're at. Start with the stuff you know. Those thought download pages, they'll just be extras for your next planner. If you want, for now, you can do a thought download. All you need to do is just like wake up each day and say like, what's on my mind? Today I'm thinking and feeling, and write about it. Or don't, and just use the 24-hour plan pages. But it's imperative you guys get to plan in right now. Plan, assess, plan, assess, plan, assess. You will not lose weight without that. Y'all are cracking me up about Wonder Bread. Tips for getting sleep with a toddler that can't sleep through the night. I will let the mommies in the group answer that. Lily, I would create a post on that because we have a lot of mommies with a lot of littles in this group. My little is 16. I do not remember I remember how I hated it when I didn't get sleep. But I don't remember. Like, honestly, my child did not sleep very well. So I'm probably my best advice is to do like I did. I bought a blow-up bed, and I used to go to bed with him each night, laying in the floor to decondition him from wanting to get into our bed or me rocking him all night long. And I would sleep like this so he could hold my finger. I did that literally for about a year of Logan's life. It's the worst year ever on my back. I just need to ask about your skincare regimen. It's amazing. What do you use? I use IT Cosmetics. I use their, it's not Confidence. It's the, it's not confidence in a jar or whatever. It's the other one. It's in the white jar. But Miracle Cream, I think is the name of it. I use their night cream, their eye cream. I use a variety of foundations. And then once or twice a week, I also use Josie Maran Argan Oil. So on the days where I don't do my face, I put Josie Maran's Argan Oil on my face also. On those days, because it's going to be oily, but it keeps it very moisturized. I always think the key is the moisturization. And then, what else do I use? Oh, I use the Bye Bye Makeup. It's like it takes your makeup off at night, but it melts it off. And if you leave it on, it also hydrates your skin at night. And then I use Philosophy's Scrub in the shower. And there, I don't use the It Cosmetics in the shower. In the shower, I use Philosophy's face, because I just love this. I love Philosophy, all the body gels and stuff. So I use their face wash in the shower and their scrub every day in the shower. Does the planner have worksheets? No, the planner doesn't have the worksheets. The workbook is like on the website, guys. So when you go to the No BS Success Path, there's a button at the top that says click here for your workbook. You're going to click, you can print that workbook there. We thought about including it, but it wasn't going to work out well, basically, because a lot of people like to reorder the No BS thing, the planner, and we couldn't really get it worked out with our fulfillment center and order how to like have like the all these different variations and stuff. So we just let you guys print those on your own, but they're all on the website. I'm so old in the use of technology. I'm confused about podcasts versus videos. How do I locate the podcast? Kimber, if you will go to pnptribe.com, click on toolkit. To the far right is how to download the podcast. We have three different podcasts. Kimber, why don't you do this? Or Betsy, let's hook her up with someone who is really good at teaching how to do the podcast download. Find a tribe member that she can message with, and like that, it'll help. Okay. We just need to know if you're Droid or if you're Apple. Can your goal weight change? I want to lose 50 pounds. Not sure if it's realistic. Should I set a smaller goal? Yeah, it can change. Just start with what you feel comfortable with. And then as you lose weight, you can change it. All right. I'm going to take just a couple more. I didn't realize we were at 9. Oh shit. I can talk to you guys, right? Let's see. What is grab-assing? That's where, like, so this came from my mentor. Essentially, you're married, but you're like me, and you really think that somebody who looks like they're just fresh out of jail is hot as hell. This is where you know you're in PNP tribe, because if you ever see hashtag FOJ, then you know the kind of man that Corinne's a one-time with. Chris and I always say, we have a joke about who our one time is. And I was like, well, my one time isn't actually a particular person. My one time is a look. And if I ever find that look, then we're there. So my fresh out of jail is he's bald, because you don't want to keep a lot of hair in jail. Because if you get into a fight, you don't need them grabbing at anything. You have a lot of tats, because you ain't got nothing to do in jail but get tats. And then you're really ripped and tanned and muscular, because you're always out in the yard working out. That's because all you got is time on your hands. So to me, that's the fresh out of jail look. And so why am I even doing? Oh yeah. So grab, I got lost in my fresh out of jail. Woo. So grab assing is like, I'm married to Chris and I'm walking down the street and FOJ comes walking by and I'm like, hello, sir. So I just go over there and I just pinch him on the ass. Just like, it's okay. Chris won't mind. Maybe I'll just even kiss him a little bit. Just a little kissy face. Just for fun. That's grab-assing. And that's what we do with food. We cheat on ourselves. But we don't call the little bites and stuff cheating. We let them slide. I guarantee you, if I told Chris, I was like, oh, by the way, I was walking down the street today and I just like kissed on some guy and grabbed his ass because he was cute. You're down with that, right? He'd be like, no, I'm not down with that. But But we do the same thing in our diets. We sit around and we make a plan, and then we just kind of eat off of it, and then we don't want to like, oh, well, it's okay. That's grab-assing. So we call any time that you're eating, like, off plan, like little bites and taste, like grabbing at some M&Ms, that kind of stuff. It's always the grab ass. And once you hear that, let me just tell you, every grab ass from now on, you'll be thinking of my guy. My best friend's young adult daughter had to be committed involuntarily, thus has been very stressful on top of being sick. I am such a people pleaser. It's hard for me to tell if this is legitimate stress. There's no legitimate stress ever. That first of all, there's zero benefit to you thinking that there is legit stress. There is, your daughter's friend had to be involuntarily committed. There's, I have a cold, or I have the flu, or I have cancer, whatever your sickness is. Those are the circumstances. Stress is caused by the way you choose to think about it. If you want to be stressed, have at it. But I would never call it legitimate. In my mind, there's either stress I choose or I clean my mind up around the way I think. Or am I sabotaging myself by getting super involved in my best friend's drama? You're probably sabotaging yourself by getting involved in your best friend's drama. What if you just decided to support your best friend rather than I'm involved? I've been stress eating over a lot. You need to like, I would take this to ask coaches for real and say like, this is what I think about my best friend's daughter who has been involuntarily committed. And then you need to say, and this is what I think of my cold or my flu or my stomach bug or my cancer. And everything that you think is what's causing all of this. And what we want to do is we want to figure out, is that the way you want to be thinking about it? Like a lot of times, like when it comes to the drama part, it's like, you know, this is so unfair. This shouldn't be happening. This is going to ruin their lives. Rather than thinking like, I want to be there for her. I love her. I can see why this is hard on her. The best thing I can do is to love her. That puts you in such a different mind space than all this dramatic space. Like if you have a cold or you have a flu, if it's stressful, it's because like, well, I'll never be able to lose weight doing this. This is not the way I'd planned to start PNP. Rather than, it's 3 to 4 days of my life. I can still listen to modules. I can still do a 24-hour plan. And I probably can do it all while I have the flu. I can drink water for fuck sure while I have the flu. Let's see. I'm having a terrible time sleeping the past few weeks. I ordered Calm. It should be here today. Do you have any other suggestions? Guys, when it comes to like sleep and toddlers and all that stuff, this is when I would post in the tribe. I mean, I can give you like one opinion, or you can get a lot of opinions from people who are solving this issue, because like what solves it for me may not be the one. So I would ask these questions in the tribe. I'm not sure about how we're doing the virtual and stuff. We're still talking about all of that now. Can we go to the half marathon and just participate in the race? I'm going to camp in April, but want to meet up for the race too, but can't afford both. It's an event, so technically no. If you want to come and cheer people on, you can, but we have like a dinner. We're having on Sunday, we're doing a training to like post-race blues and all this other stuff. The reason why is because like all of them are going to pay. And if you come and just run the race, even if you don't get a medal, like they're not paying just for their medal. They're paying for their entire experience and stuff. So I would just say that would be a no. If you want to come cheer them on, that's fine. But, you know, just remember that, you know, they're paying for their training group. They're paying for all that kind of stuff. And that's one of the reasons why we try to keep it like, this is what we're doing. Because it's not just about the medal. It's about the process you become going through it. Okay, I'm just going to call it here. If there's more questions, I'm going to let Betsy answer them in the comments. I will be back on Sunday for Zoom. We will be doing coaching. So there you go. You guys have a great one. It's a long one. I will go faster next time and like not get off on tangents. So you guys have a good one, and I'll see you later. Bye, y'all.